Here's some other questions. Am I good enough? If you ask that question, are you going to feel good enough, yes or no? No, I had a woman at that first date with Destiny in Fiji, very famous woman in Australia. I will not mention her name out of her privacy. Very famous, you know her, she's on TV all the time. Brilliant lady, good heart, very successful, big contributor. She gets in here and turns out she's miserable, and she doesn't admit it, but she puts this facade on the outside. Now she really is happy. But the question she kept asking herself is, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And where did it come from? Her belief was, if you aren't perfect, you will die. You are worthless. Where'd she get that belief? So she has to always figure out what's wrong so she can make herself perfect. She was a little girl. Her father got totally upset because she didn't do something well. He took the food off the table, put it on the floor, and made her eat from the floor like a dog and humiliated her. She never wanted to go to that experience again. So her whole life was about trying to figure out what's wrong with her. If you figure out what's wrong, then she won't have to go through that pain. But the presupposition is there's something wrong with you, and if you would presuppose that, you'll find something, even if there isn't something. What if I fail? There's a great question to set you up. And you know what the second question was? Why didn't I fail if he didn't? That's really nice. How can I show them? This is a woman whose whole life was about showing her parents, showing everybody that she was really worth it. She was significant. What's wrong with me? How can I add more value? There's a positive one. Is this going to be fun? And by the way, it's their primary question. If it wasn't fun, what would they do? Nothing. They wouldn't participate. Right? So they were only doing things and being irresponsible. How do I get people to like me or love me? Presupposition is they don't already. Am I doing the right thing? If you're always asking, am I doing the right thing, you're never going to feel like you're doing the right thing. The nature of questioning something produces doubt. How can I make this work? By the way, if they didn't feel like making it work, they go crazy. How can I let go? Why is this happening to me? There is a great question. That's an endless loop question. So when you ask a question like why, you can never get the real answer, so you got to build up a whole series of beliefs that limit your life. How do I be number one? By the way, if this person's not number one, what happens to them? They die. So will they do things they're not good at? Yes or no? No way. They can only do what they're good at and nothing else. And if they don't do well and they're not number one, they don't want to play, they don't want to participate. And they get really intense if you ever were to insinuate they weren't number one. They're unbelievably successful in the sales business they're in because they have to be number one. Survival. What am I going to do with my life? As if you have to answer that question now. Right? Person's always doing this. Maybe you're already doing it with your life. How can I do the right thing now? How can I make everyone happy every minute they're alive? How much stress do you think this person has in their body? How can I fix it? By the way, this person is almost like making it better, but fix it presupposes it's broken. And if people aren't broken, they would break them so they could fix them. Right? To meet their need. How do I be great, but not too great, so that people will still stay close to me? How to be great, but not too great, so people stay close to me. Presupposition is I got to be great, but if I'm too great, they'll feel they're less significant, so I got to stay in that little groove, and am I there enough? How can I achieve my ultimate goal? How do I improve this? How do I make everyone happy, even though I feel depressed? How can I get people to feel good? How do I make an adventure of this? This person was a playful, crazy person, by the way. How can I make this person happy now? How can I be the best at this? And if not, I don't want to do it. How can I go above and beyond anyone else and blow them away so they know I'm worthy? How can I be responsible? How can I make a deal out of this? This person lives to make deals. They don't make deals. They feel like they have no life.